The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Always on this fourth Sunday of Easter time, it's Vocation Sunday, and the bishop always writes a letter that said it must be read. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one of our most popular psalms is "The Lord's My Shepherd." It is often chosen for weddings and funerals and other important events in the lives of families and parishes. The image of the shepherd has a lovely warm feel to it. It's an image conjuring up the caring and concerned attitude of the shepherd. In the Christian tradition, this image comes from the heart of God. God is often presented as shepherd of his people in the Hebrew scriptures. Above all, God's concern for us is shown in the incarnation. Christ becomes the shepherd of his people by becoming one of us. He is not only among us to put us back on track for our final and true home, which is heaven, he also undertakes a journey for us through death into resurrection, providing us with a new life that is truly beyond all expectation. The church picks up the image of the shepherd as part of her celebration of Easter. Our Lord himself shows him to the shepherd as he is established as the Lord of life. Our sinfulness had become an enormous barrier to the life to which we are called. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has rescued us from disaster, and he has brought his church into existence to enable us to stay on the road for eternal life. He chooses shepherds, bishops and priests, to guide his people and entrust to them the task of feeding his people and leading them in life-giving ways. He has recently called forth a new chief shepherd, Pope Francis, to continue his work and to strengthen and encourage all his bishops and priests and people, as have the popes before him. It is appropriate that in the context of our celebration of Easter, we ask the good chief shepherd of our souls to raise up in his church men who will continue his work among his people. When we pray for vocations to priesthood, we are doing an Easter thing. We are asking the Lord to call men to enable his Easter people to be a community that lives, talks, and thinks in a way that will make the message of eternal life attractive and available to our contemporaries. Such prayer for vocations is a natural part of our following of Christ. It is a way of taking responsibility for the well-being of Christ's church. Those currently in ministry must move on through death and leave the community in the hands of others. Others are needed as priests to make available to their generation the riches of the gospel message, the grace of the sacraments, and the loving and life-giving touch of a community being led in ways of love and kindness. That sort of prayer is our responsibility and our gift too to those who come after us. The death and resurrection of Jesus make us an Easter people. It is our task to pray for Christ our shepherd to call forth priests for the future. Although I've written mainly about a calling to priestly ministry, there is no one reading or listening to these words who has not received a calling from the Lord to do something as a disciple of the Lord that only he or she is called to do. All special callings are important, and like priesthood, diaconate, consecrated life, marriage, etc., should be the focus of our prayer. However, every baptized person is called by God to do something for Christ, no matter how humble, lowly, or private. All of us, without exception, are called to give witness to what we believe about Jesus. If we fail to respond, there is something of that collective witness missing. Remember, Christ's good name is in our hands, individually and collectively. And that is both a privilege and a responsibility. May God bless you all as you seek to discern God's will and pray for the well-being of his church. It's signed Christopher, Bishop of Plymouth. And of course, he's one not wanting to move yet to the eternal life, but nevertheless to retirement. But we've had a message that it's been slightly delayed by the appointment of course, of a new Holy Father Francis. But of course, it's always a reminder I've written that of course we had 3 new priests into Cornwall in ordination last year, and already this year 3 have moved on to that eternal life, as you know. So we're just keeping even. So we need to keep up our prayers.